Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hi, George. Well, what do you want me to say on the economy from the optimistic standpoint tomorrow night? You got any particular points? It's a Q&A thing, but which, of course, we'll probably dwell on a great number of subjects, but anything particularly that we ought to be sort of puffing?
Well, the things that we have talked about
automobiles.
Over and over, and of course in housing. Detroit, automobiles, housing, I think that a possible theme might be that through the winter and spring months,
yeah,
many people said that everything was just great with the economy, except somehow there was a lack of confidence.
Right.
Our analysis is that consumers were buying, so that the lack of confidence didn't seem to be so much there. But
yeah,
Nevertheless, that refrain was heard a lot, and it did seem to be reflected in business inventories and maybe new plant and equipment.
As you're quite aware, their lack of confidence is in the leader class.
Right. But
the columnist and the businessman.
But that in looking at the new economic policies and the way they've been received, that there is, of course, a substantive element that should make for expansion and make for expansion without inflation.
Yes.
But beyond that, the way that these policies have been received and the attitudes of people toward them and the enthusiasm for them,
right,
suggests that to the extent that there was this kind of problem, and without really having to say that there was, that there's been this surge of relief and so on, and that
you think that's credible? I think we hear a lot of that, and of course you say something like Sindlinger doesn't show it too much at some, but not a lot.
No,
but,
the polls don't.
They don't tell us a hell of a lot, do they?
Well, they don't. I was just looking at one of the Michigan survey.
Yeah.
Which shows a slight pickup in intentions to buy since the August 15 statement, but not tremendous.
It's curious, isn't it?
At the same time, there's just no mistaking the attitudes. We met this afternoon for a couple of hours with a group of agricultural people that represent different commodity classifications like wheat and cattle and hogs and so on. And they kept referring to it all the time as
people
what
feel
they felt and what the people that they associated with felt.
Connolly,
get it all the time.
Says when he runs into it, some of the congressmen and senators report that when they come back. It's really curious about the poll thing is a hard one to figure out, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is.
I don't know how much to believe it, how much not to.
We have a few things that have come in the last few weeks that are not too expansive in their character. The new orders that you probably saw a couple of days ago in McCracken's memo, that turned down. Unfilled orders have turned up just a little, so that's on the other side of it. But
new orders turned down.
They were down just a bit. So that...
That's new orders for durable goods?
Yeah. We continue to have this business of...
What the hell is the reason for that? I can't figure that out.
The defense goods seem to be down a little. The aircraft and parts were down a little.
Yeah.
But other elements in the picture were up. And in general, there's this emergence of a new mix emphasizing broad civilian type things.
The CPI thing, how do you handle that? It's just another number, I guess.
I think that I would handle the CPI in terms of that it's better this year than it was last year by a substantial margin,
right,
and that it's the fact that things are going in the right direction that gives a chance for a breakthrough with the new policies.
Right.
I think that's a reasonable thing to say.
Well, I feel that.
Thing.
The this figure this month, I It apparently didn't have, did somebody say it didn't reflect automobiles or something? Or?
Well, automobiles...
Because they sure haven't gone up.
Did not go up. The service areas are where you had the increases, medical. And these areas that we blithely say when we talk about phase two that ought to be decontrolled are just the ones where the prices were going up.
Well, maybe we won't decontrol it.
But anyway...
That'd be an area where you could easily just keep a freeze on.
Well, I don't know.
Well, what I mean is they deserve it.
What they are is that they're areas where you have very heavy labor content, so that when you raise the wage, you almost automatically raise the price, just as if you raise the wage of the barber.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't cut many more heads of hair, so you're going to raise the price there.
Sure.
And that's the reason why those prices keep going up so much.
Right. Interest rates, where are they standing at the moment?
Interest rates are still below the level they were at the time the freeze was announced. And I think that...
Are there any plans at all, George, to do anything about them, or as I understand, not? We've generally concluded it won't work.
Well, Arthur made some noises about doing something in the consumer credit area. I think your own moves in the mortgage area that were made before the freeze but have been effective,
right,
holding the FHA rate at 7%.
Right.
Then there has been a fair amount of Treasury jawboning, and we did get this excess profits tax to banks line out. You mentioned it, I noticed.
Yeah.
I went over it with Charlie Walker, and he...
Good.
I told him to get a study started with his
good
in charge of his leakiest bureaucrat.
Yeah, that ought to be easy.
They had a meeting yesterday. I haven't heard a report on it, with some bankers over at the Treasury.
Right.
But I don't know of anything beyond that.
Right.
Well, you know, I think it is a legitimate argument in economics that a decline in interest rates of the kind we've seen reflects a change in expectations about inflation.
That is, even the small decline?
Even these small declines, that it's the inflation premium,
right,
that is fluctuating, not the real rate of interest in the sense of what over and above inflation the person who loans out money expects to get in return for that loan.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm driving at?
I get it, of course. Sure, I know. I get it, sure. But on the other hand, that's why the phase two thing comes in, and so important, I suppose, because that'll reflect that then.
We've been working on the international monetary business a little bit.
I understand you'll have something tomorrow.
And trying to see what we might...
I don't want too long a statement. I'd rather just say that Conley's going to cover it next week myself. And my whatever I should say should be very general.
Mm-hmm.
Very general. Because, we have too many people muddying the waters here. It's bad.
Well,
I'll be conciliatory, but I'll say the secretary is going to address that subject next week if he's willing to allow that to be said.
Yeah. Well, we're working on the question of some substance that he might say, and we've gotten some material together on that and trying to.
Well, if you could also, as I understand, Henry said that you're going to meet it tomorrow at 9.
Yes, we're going to meet tomorrow.
But after you meet, you give me a paragraph that I can throw out when I get the question.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay.
So I can be just a little conciliatory, but I don't want to be very substantive at all.
Well, our thought was that what you would say would be tonal, whereas what Connolly would say would get into details, just as you said.
Mm-hmm. I'm very, very pleased that we've got this thing in this rather tight control now. In other words, let's see what you come up with. We've got to have some... And it's, well, other people can be thinking about Arthur's got ideas, you know, he's running around. And
we also have the phase two business that we've got to get right into focus and get decisions beginning to be lined out and get your general stance on that, because
we're planning that the
Well, the time between when you decide something, and when we can get it into place and operating is fairly substantial, so that the sooner we can begin to get a feeling for where you want to go on it, why, the better off we're going to be.
Well, I was thinking,
for example, such things as...
I was thinking this starting, that is, September 30th. You see, you've got next week, there's no reason to try then, because everybody's going to be tied up with those damn bankers, the IMF.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time they leave town, then I thought we'd go on this.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I had to save the week, that weekend, I mean.
All right. I've briefed out that question of private holdings of gold, you remember, that talked about. John has written me a note back on it saying that he agrees, except that he thinks that the timing isn't right now.
I see.
So we'll fuss around with that some more, but that's an item in the bin that can be used.
Right.
We're also continuing our struggle with this West Coast dock business.
Oh, gosh.
And,
still up there, huh?
Seeing if we... Well, they've made a lot of headway under Kurt's lashes, but they're not there yet. We have one angle on farm products that we're trying to figure out and see if there isn't some way that you could make an appeal to the parties to move agricultural products and clear out a lot of the...
Business does still not want Taft-Hartley, is that correct?
Well, the shipping association doesn't.
Right.
They feel they're finally making headway. They don't want to have any... They don't want to move any agricultural products, no nothing. They want to keep as much pressure on the union as they can right now and see if they can get a settlement.
Okay.
You remember I asked you about the October 1 date for the military pay raise.
Yeah.
And the recommendations of everybody that not be allowed until November 15th, and you agreed with that.
Yes.
So that's the way Ziegler has been putting it, except we haven't known how we wanted to do that. Justice has had an opinion that the executive order and the freeze would supersede the law, or that statute would supersede this particular statute giving an increase in pay. And that we can simply say that the pay will not go up until November 15th. We had that ruling looked at again this morning and see if they still would stick to it, and they do.
I see.
And so we can go forward with that, although some of the lawyers around the EOB think it's an odd ruling, but
odd
probably
ruling
we could just go ahead with it and nobody will worry about it too much.
Because of it's being retroactive.
Yeah.
I know. Just do it.
So what I have said was that we should get the ruling, the Justice Department's ruling from John or Kleindienst, and have it sent to Connolly rather than you, and then have Connolly,
right,
on behalf of the Cost of Living Council, do it. That would,
right,
be sort of in line with the fact that that's the council that's been making all these detailed decisions and sort of keep it away from... from you, if that sounds all right.
Much better than to have me do it.
Yeah.
Or Ziegler, which is the same thing as me.
Mm-hmm.
Much better to have it over there in that shop.
Okay. Well,
on this, incidentally, phase two, as I say, I'm ready to talk about it any time, but I see it. See, I'll be in Detroit tomorrow, and then I'll be in Alaska and Montana and Oregon and Washington over the weekend. And when I get back, I'll be flying all day Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So then, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, the IMF's in town, and Connolly will be out of pocket.
Right.
And I guess Sol Burns.
Yes,
so it
that's
seems
right
to me that if everybody can be ready by the 30th, I told Connolly this just to get the damn thing ready by that weekend. I told him that we'd like to know by the weekend what they wanted to do.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good. Don't you think that's pretty good?
Well, I think so. Although if we can get some... get some thinking a little before that, it would be helpful.
What do you have?
I'm going to be out in Portland.
Yeah.
And then
go
on up to Alaska and see what that looks like with you.
Great, great.
So
great.
I'll bring along material, and if there should be a time during the trip, fuss about it a little bit.
Well,
I'll
matter of fact,
bring
the
material with me.
If you like, you could bring you could come along if you could like. Is Stein doing?
Stein is the fellow who's been leading the work.
Bring him. Be a nice trip for him. Bring if he'd like to come. And then then he could come, and then you and Stein and I can talk on the way back, and I can give you the lines that I have. Fair enough?
Okay. I wouldn't want to prejudge what John or Arthur may think. And, of course, Arthur has a special role here, having been the advocate of this sort of thing.
I know. But you know, let's get...
But we can give you a good feeling for...
I need to get a feeling about what really the options are.
Right.
Then I will have to sell Arthur on it.
Right.
I know the problems.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay, well, I'll see about Stein on
that.
We'll
have a very long flight coming back.
Yeah.
6-7 hours. We have a chance to talk. That'll be good.
Okay.
If you and I'll see you, and if you want to bring Stein, bring him too.
Okay, sir.
Good.
Thank you.
All right.